Massey University has announced its intention to go ahead with major staff cuts across the campus, making 178 administration and finance roles redundant, to only re-establish 141 new roles as part of a restructure. I spoke to Ben Schmidt, a campaign with the Tertiary Education Union, about this move from the university and the potential effects such a move might have for staff and students. I started by asking what the university is pushing ahead with.
So just this week, the Vice-Chancellor and senior leadership team at Massey University released a preliminary decision to cut 178 crucial admin and finance jobs across colleges at the university. That would see a loss of essential and long-serving staff with flow-on negative impacts to both staff and students.
Where are these cuts mainly going to be seen, and what kind of roles and sectors?
So these cuts are horrifically targeting administrative and finance jobs in the academic colleges, so administrators in the College of Science, in the College of Humanities, in the Massey Business School, for example. These are the people who help to keep the university running and do the crucial behind-the-scenes work to support academics in delivering excellent teaching and research.
Has the Massey administration explained the reasoning behind these cuts?
The employer has said that they believe this will make things more efficient. Our members know that is absolutely not the case. Our members are experts in their jobs. They know what needs to be done. Cutting staff will only make things worse. These are already under-resourced staff stretched thin. Further job cuts will have flow-on impacts to academic staff workloads, which will then also impact on the student experience as well. We need more investment, more resourcing to support these crucial admin and finance staff, not cutting jobs.
What sort of short-term and long-term effects will such a cut like this have on the university?
I think first I would say that the employer has the power to turn this back, do the right thing, stop cutting jobs, and get behind investing in strong admin services and supporting their staff. This is not necessary, it does not have to happen, and we are urging the Vice-Chancellor to listen to her staff and do the right thing. However, if this goes ahead, we will see major disruption for both general staff and academics, teaching and research, which is then going to flow on to students as well. You cannot deliver the same services with less staff. It just doesn't work that way, and that will have negative impacts on both staff and students. Also, what this would do is it completely undervalues and ignores the specialist skills, responsibilities, and the knowledge and relationships our members have built up in their work areas that actually help to make things run really well, because it's about those relationships and that institutional knowledge that keeps the place running. This proposal completely disregards all of that and would have major disruption for the university in the short and long term.
Have Massey staff been experiencing worse conditions like increased workloads and decreased support from the admin over the past few years?
So this even just in this current admin restructure, our members are already overworked. People have been leaving, they're not getting replaced. So people are having to really do multiple jobs. That is unsafe, that is unsustainable, and it only since the staff and student experience at Massey University.
This follows in the wake of other universities in New Zealand making cuts to staff and funding. What do you think is driving this, and what long-term effects might come from this overall squeeze?
This structure that our members are facing right now at Massey University, to be clear, it will not save the employer money, and it will be hugely disruptive. They need to turn this back, stop cutting jobs and listen to their staff. However, the university sector is facing wider challenges at the moment, including around funding. And what we need to see happen is tripartite conversations with the union, with vice chancellors and the government sitting down at a table together. We have said to the vice chancellor, we're open to doing that. We need to tackle these challenges. She has unfortunately declined that offer, and we urge her to work with us, go to the table, and talk about some of these issues that the sector is facing.
That was Tertiary Education Union organiser Ben Schmidt on proposed job cuts at Massey University.